Congress in person, we would actually have some Albert, who's been studying Israel for the year. So Albert wrote a few weeks back, my rabbi was trying to illustrate the attributes of respecting your fellow man by telling us the stories of the great rabbis and how they treated others. While the other students around me found these stories very inspiring, I didn't need to look too far for inspiration, as all I needed to do was look to my nana. My nana personifies the famous passage in the Sutta, which states, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." I can't even imagine my nana making anyone feel the slightest bit discomfort. Even when my papa innocently jokes around with us, like when he told us that someone had stole our pancarta, my nana was there to stop him. My nana's care extends so far that I can't remember once taking 2 steps to her house without being offered something to eat or drink, or a fruit roll-up. And if she declined her offer, she would always hit me with, "Oh, come on, Albert, don't be bashful." This is just one way my nana's great qualities, and to commemorate her in our standard altruistic ways, I think that we can use Kenosha, Kenoshin, and the Kinopasu, that I have to let back come over. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You should just think of my nana, and we should try to mimic the loving ways and the kind ways.
Rex says to him, "I don't care who you you are. There is no gap. My dad then said to him, my wife is Becky Sanfrano? He said, oh, of course, Becky Sanfrano, come. Let me help you get some gas. That was the kind of lady that my mom was. People just did things for her. My dad was shocked that all he had to do was say that he was Becky's husband and he got the red carpet treatment. Another story about my mom that shows how much she loved her family was a couple of years ago, she was rushed by ambulance to the hospital because her temperature was extremely low. I got to the hospital to see her. She's wrapped up in bubble wrap with hot air blowing in to warm up her body. She's barely able to speak, yet she uses every ounce of strength to tell my dad that today is Molly's birthday and he can't forget to call her. My mom would also buy all 12 of her grandchildren shoes at the Nordstrom's anniversary sale every year. This was not an easy or inexpensive feat, especially once they grew out of the children's department. Up until last year, my mom would gather all her strength to be present when the shoes were purchased. Last year, she was in the hospital on dialysis, and she couldn't be there when the sale was going on. It was the last day of the sale, and my mom was reading off her credit card number from her hospital bed to the Nordstrom employee as the last of her grandchildren purchased shoes. Both my mom and dad cared so much about Jewish education. They not only give generously to their children and grandchildren, yet they give above and beyond their means to make sure that our entire Jewish community can receive a Jewish education. Watching their generosity and giving of tzedakah and charity teaches me and everyone who sees this how important his giving is. I am going to miss my mom so much, I can't even begin to imagine how I will go on without her. My mom was always there for me in so many ways. She would always remind me when things I needed to get done. She always knew before I did when it was time to renew my car gas. One of the very last things my mom made sure got done happened 2 days ago. My dad was cleaning out the mess up stuff. My mom never liked anything that doesn't need to belong in her house. He asked who wanted the grape juice. I said, I'll take the grape juice. The day went on. My mom had been sleeping most of the day. She barely talked. I was getting ready to leave. And of course, I was going to forget taking that grape juice. My mom perked up out of her chair and said, Joe, don't let her forget that grape juice. I just marveled at it. As we are getting the house ready to sit Shiva, I can hear her voice in my head telling me exactly how she would like things done. I have to publicly thank my dad. My dad was the best husband anyone could ever ask for. He took such good care of my mom. He was there with her every step of the way. He made sure all her desires were met, even when it wasn't easy. He went to every doctor's appointment, and I believe he even missed a few golf games when needed. Last night, my dad shared a story with us that I had never heard before. I thought it was so sweet and special. He said that him and my mom were high school sweethearts, and would look forward to going to school every day so that he could sit next to her in class. They really had a very special relationship and loved each other very much. Mom, I miss everything about you already. The fact that I will never sit at the kitchen table, drink your coffee, join the word jumble, and just sit and focus you again makes me incredibly sad. I cherish all our time together, and I love you very much. I was fortunate to spend a week with my mom before Pesach. We played cards, talked, went out for coffee, just me and the daughter that was alone. Sadly, I wasn't there last week when things took a turn for the worse. In fact, hours before my mom passed, I was booked a ticket to come and say goodbye. I never got to say goodbye privately, but I know my mom is watching over me, so I'll say it to her anyway. Mom, I really miss you. I can see how much I love you and enjoy being with you, but I'm not sure I told you how much I admire you. Your honesty, fairness, and sense of right or wrong was unsurpassed. True, at times it drove me nuts, like when Leah got that awful haircut and you made me get the same one just to be fair. And I imagine it's that same sense of honesty that held you back from laughing at our dad jokes, or happy dad, for that matter. And your sense of character has stuck with me. And when confronted with a moral dilemma, I asked myself, what would Mom do? This is who you were, and one of the many ways in which you were special to me. You also taught me the value of family, as he leaves behind a legacy of children and grandchildren who will cherish their memories with you. But most importantly, I just love spending time with you, playing cards and games, going out for coffee, cooking, watching game shows on TV, and discussing the latest novel. And all of that, and above all, seeing that smile on your face. I can't believe you're no longer with me. Home for rest, you're a poor mom. I'm really going to miss you. Goodbye, Mom, I love you.
Both thoughts and thoughts and my son.